The AI space is getting a pretty high-profile new player. So the Indian entrepreneur Bhavish Agrawal, he's known for co-founding Ola and Ola Electric, he is broadening his reach. So a really reliable source revealed that the enterprising mogul is venturing into artificial intelligence and semiconductor design, looking for the future to really align his business with this new tech economy. So Agrawal has reportedly established an AI startup focused on developing a large language model, right? This is kind of the big hot thing that a lot of people are doing, so that's no surprise. But a segment that has seen really intense investor interest following OpenAI, of course, launching ChatGPT. So not stopping there, though, he's also scanning for potential acquisitions, apparently, and he's also zeroing in on two US-based AI startups. Funding prospects seem really robust for this new AI enterprise, and Agrawal is engaged in negotiations to raise over $50 million for this new project that he's doing. So I think this is something that we'll definitely be looking at and probably hearing more from in the future. So the Ola co-founder's journey into AI, I think, really kind of signifies a promising shift in India's tech landscape, which has been kind of trailing in the global AI race, despite its pretty significant startup ecosystem. And, you know, while I have specifically covered a number of AI companies that have come out of India, you know, based off of the tech ecosystem they have over there, they really, it would make sense if they were coming up with more, because right now it would appear that the US is really kind of putting forth a lot. So I think this is going to be exciting if this happens. I think a lot of rumors suggest that Agrawal may actually set up a semiconductor design firm. I think this is very interesting for a lot of people, especially if you're following the news and looking at the fact that we may potentially have some major breakthroughs in this industry. However, I think whether that new venture is going to, you know, fold into the AI startup kind of remains a little bit uncertain. But when asked for a comment, a spokesperson for Agrawal chose to remain silent. So he hasn't actually publicly said anything. We've just had sources that are kind of talking about it. But the information thus far kind of comes from people who have requested anonymity, which of course is always a little bit, you know, tricky. Anonymous sources don't always have the best reputation. So take that with a grain of salt. I will say Agrawal's kind of look at AI and semiconductor design really kind of expands an already impressive portfolio. His ride-hailing firm Ola really dominates the Indian market, while Ola Electric has carved out a really solid leadership position in India's electric scooter sector, selling over 250,000 vehicles in the last 18 months, according to the Society of Manufacturers of Electric Vehicles. So last month, Agrawal announced to Bloomberg that Ola had reached profitability and Ola Electric had outpaced initial projections, leading him to really expedite the electric vehicle startup's IPO timeline. So he obviously is looking at kind of at an IPO on that and looking at what that would look like. Agrawal has consistently shown interest in exploring diverse sectors, although his assertive kind of expansion has caused some concern among investors. I think there's been grumblings from some Ola backers who didn't receive a stake in Ola Electric, a firm that kind of spun out of the ride-hailing business, and they were kind of complaining about that. Although, in my opinion, those are very, very different companies. And I guess probably the reason that they're complaining is because it has the same name, right? In any case, regardless, I think his moves kind of highlight a really ambitious move to pioneer India's tech transformation. I think his venture into AI and semiconductor design reflects his commitment to innovation and driving India's tech industry forward, right? Those are two very hot areas. And I think that the founder's plan to kind of push into these new sectors presents a really big question, and that is, can India emerge as a leading scientific ecosystem by embracing AI across scientific fields? And Agrawal, it seems, is determined to make that happen. So this is going to be a really interesting area to follow. We are wishing him the best if he chooses to, you know, move forward on this plan. And I think that this would be a really great sign, as India obviously is an absolute tech powerhouse. They have an incredible tech ecosystem there. It's an emerging economy that is, you know, slated to grow at orders of magnitude faster than a lot of other countries in the world. And so I think it's not going to be a big surprise if we're starting to see a lot of these really impressive AI companies coming out of India and kind of the ecosystem they have there. So this is definitely an area that we're going to be following very closely. whether it is, you know, Ola AI or whatever is getting created or something else. I think this will be a very interesting space to follow in the future.